Hey, good morning, everybody. It is Friday, another Friday. Hallelujah. I love Friday because that means Sunday's coming, and I can't wait for Sunday. We've been having such wonderful times in church. Holy Spirit's been visiting us with His presence. You know, we have Him within us, but sometimes there's a corporate presence, and it's just been great and wonderful. And the message He's been bringing. Oh man, I just one thing about Friday is I can't wait. Sunday's coming. But it is Friday. I want to thank and praise Daddy God for you guys, for your love, for your prayers, for your encouragement. I love you so very much. And I thank you, thank you for your financial support. And today's is the only time we mentioned, Fridays is the time we mentioned church address, you know, and how to give for those of you who are looking for ways to give. If you do it the old-fashioned way, you know, by mailing a check, this is the address right here. It's 841 Route 52, Fishkill, New York, 12524. And that's New Life Ministry or New Life Church. And for those of you that like ease and are into new technologies, here's the phone number that you can text. 1-845-250-6508. And it's easy and it's simple. But thank you. I truly appreciate and love each and every one of you. So now, today we're continuing with the thought of the witnesses, the true witnesses, the faithful witnesses, the reliable witnesses, the slam dunk witnesses. You know, everybody, every lawyer wants that slam dunk witness that you can't refute. There's no skeletons in this closet. I mean, you know, squeaky clean, you know, that slam dunk witness seals the case. All right. So we've been talking about the witnesses that are there in witness for the true record. The true record of who we are, what we have, and what we can do. The true record. Not the enemy. Not our five senses. They lie. They deceive. The true witnesses. And so we started with the true witness, number one, the Father, our Heavenly Father. He's the one He gave. He's the one who provided. It was Him. You know, when we talked about Jesus, but Jesus in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, he says, "Lo, it is written in the volumes of the book that I come to do your will, O God," to put away the first covenant, to bring in the new. So right there, it's telling us that this was the Father's will. This was the Father's doing. This was the Father's heart. This was the Father's mind to give, to provide His Son, because He loved His Son that would provide life everlasting, life eternal, abundant life. That's the witness of the Father. And if you don't believe the witness of the Father, we talked about that scripture from 1 John that said, oh boy, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. But he that believeth not God," not the Father, "makes him to be a liar. And God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent." We talked about that scripture from Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. So we had the true witness of the Father. You know, when I go to prayer now, I say, "Father, thank you. Thank you that you are witness to the record of my being healed. Thank you, Father. You are witness to the record that by His stripes I was healed. Thank you, Father. You are witness to the record. All my needs are met according to your riches and glory. Father, you're a witness to the record that my sins were put on Jesus and carried away, as well as my sicknesses and my diseases." He's witness to that. And then we talked about Jesus. He was witness. He was the one that took the beatings. He was the one that took the pummeling. He was the one who had a sack put over his head and had them take turns punching him with their fists and teasing him and mocking him and telling him to prophesy who it was that hit him. He was the one that had the crown of thorns, 3.5-inch spiked thorns, not placed on his head, but beat into his head. He had his beard plucked out, ripped from his face. He received the whipping where his flesh was torn apart. It became a curse. Can you hear Jesus saying, I became a curse? Because cursed is any man that hangs on a tree. And he had the nails driven through his hands, spikes driven through his feet. Became sin who knew no sin. I could hear Jesus saying, I became sin. I took your sin. I took your sicknesses. I did it. And I carried them away. So now tell me this. In being encouraged today, what witness are you going to listen to? Are we going to listen to the witness of the enemy who says we're not, we can't, we don't have? Are we going to listen to the witness of our senses that tell us, nope, I don't see it. Nope, I don't feel it. Nope, I keep hearing a different report from the doctors. Or are we gonna listen to the witnesses of the Father and the Son, the only truthful and faithful witnesses that bear witness to the record we are, we can, and we have. And then we not only have the witness of the Father and the Son, we have the third witness, the witness of the Holy Spirit. And he's there to say, hey, listen, I was the one who, when Jesus was in hell and the demons of hell were trying to keep him down and keep hold of him and keep him prisoned and keep him chained, keep the Son of God there in hell. I was the one when he had all the sins of everyone that ever lived, that will ever live upon him, and all the sicknesses and all the diseases upon, I was the one that empowered him and raised him from the dead. And when he was raised from the dead, you were raised with him. I was the one. This is why Paul prays that you would know the exceeding greatness of the power that was wrought in Christ when he was raised from the dead. This is why it's said by Paul, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, then that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will revitalize your mortal bodies just like it revitalized his mortal body. I am the spirit that did that. I bear witness with the Father, and I bear witness with the Son. The record is true. As witnessed by the Father, by the Son, by the Holy Spirit, the record is true. I am healed. I am whole. You are healed. You are whole. You are well provided for. You are protected. You are favored. You are highly blessed. You are the righteousness of God. You are holy. You are blameless. Because you have the Son. And if you have the Son, you have the life. Well, Friday, 10 with Pastor Len. I just appreciate each and every one of you. Father, I thank you for those that listen, that those that are listening now, that those that will listen later. I thank you that they are the blessed, that they are the chosen, that they are your children, that they have Jesus in their lives and Jesus in their hearts. And because of that, they have the life. They have the Son and they have the life. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Listen, if you're in the area on Sunday, come and join us. We'll just have a wonderful hallelujah shouting time. If not, catch us on Facebook, and we'll see you next Tuesday, 10 with Pastor Len. I love you. Walk in the blessings.